Diablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning, you. It's 9:07. Got a cloudy thing going on this morning, 28 degrees. December the 11th, and oh, I am such a happy man, because I've got Covalisms this morning. I've got Brianna Koval here from Wilkin County Emergency Services. Good morning.
Good morning.
We were talking Christmas before we went on air, and we were talking our favorite Christmas movies, and Christmas Story, when Dad tries to, you know, plug everything into one outlet, and then we can always go to Christmas Vacation with Clark, you know, up on the ladder, plugging everything in and all the... So today, we're going to be talking Christmas safety tips with you.
Yes, absolutely, because how unsafe were both the situations in those movies.
Comically,
yes,
you know, it was
in
genius.
A Christmas Story,
but
he plugged it in and it caught fire.
Right.
Not a good thing. Then what does he do? He unplugs one and then he plugs something else back in. Not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
Right. And then we all know in Christmas Vacation when Clark's wife is in the garage checking those Christmas lights because they wouldn't work. And I don't even know how they Frankensteined that many cords together, but that's highly unsafe.
Yeah, highly unsafe.
In reality, that probably wouldn't work in the average home anyways, mm-hmm. but really, really, really unsafe. So yes, we're going to talk a little bit about Christmas decorating safety tips.
There are rules to follow.
Yes, there are rules to follow. So, number one, always inspect those lights before you put them up. First, plug them in to make sure they work, because that's always unfortunate when you get them all strung up and then you go to plug it in for the big, you know, hallelujah moment, and then they don't work, because then we all feel like Clark Griswold.
That's a Griswold moment right there.
Inspect those lights. Make sure there's actually a bulb in every socket, because when you know, take them down, put them in storage, throw them on the ground, whatever it is that you do with them when you're not using them, those bulbs will break after a while. They do just wear out. So check for bulbs to make sure there aren't any missing bulbs, because an exposed bulb will give you a shock. I've been there. I've done that.
Me too.
Yep. Frayed wires is another thing to look for. Make sure that those outlet plugs are still in good shape. If they're not, time for them to go. Just retire those ones to the trash, or there are places that will recycle them for you. Unfortunately, that's not one of the things that our recycling center in Wilkin County takes, but there are some places and big box stores that have receptacles that you can put your old Christmas lights in. Another thing to remember is use outdoor lights when you're using lights outside. Indoor lights aren't necessarily rated to be used outside, particularly in our area where we have the elements to contend with.
Sure.
So if it snows, if it rains, bad things can happen to those indoor lights if you're putting them outside. So make sure that those lights are rated to be where they are. LED lights are a really great thing that we have now because, number one, they're cool to the touch, so you don't have to worry about so many fire hazards with them. They're going to last a lot longer than those regular old incandescent lights that you would have seen. So it's just a great thing if you're switching out your Christmas lights. Look for those LED lights because they're great for outdoor use and indoor use. So they're rated for both. When you're hanging your lights, don't do what Clark did and use a stapler. Number one, it's bad for your house. Number two, that's very, very bad for those wires.
Yeah.
If you pinch those wires, if you sever those wires, number one, you're going to ruin your lights. Number two, you have a fire and a shock hazard. So let's just not do that.
Didn't he staple his glove to I think the awning or the rain gutter,
his shirt or
something?
And then he fell down and he fell off the roof, and then the ice into the neighbor's house. And why is the carpet wet, Todd? You know, that whole situation. So let's not do that. Don't be a Griswold. Use the clips. That's what the clips are sold for. They're very inexpensive, and guess what? They're better for your house.
Sure.
So, lastly, make sure you're watering that Christmas tree.
I was going to say, let's get to the tree, because every year we hear how beautiful they can be or totally unsafe and the worst fire hazard imaginable.
Yes, and it's both. So they are great. It is wonderful to have a real Christmas tree, and there's a shortage on real Christmas trees this year, and I think it's because everyone is trying to add that extra holiday spirit. So let's not put up the artificial, let's get the real one. Well, you have to remember to water those real trees. If you're used to having an artificial, you don't realize how much water those real trees actually need. Where you're watering them every day, every other day, make sure that those tree stands are full, because a dried out Christmas tree can ignite quite quickly, and it's done.
Well, they say that once those things catch fire, It's huge. It's like, and it takes no time at all.
Absolutely. Well, what are they? They're pine. How great does pine burn?
and very fast.
Absolutely. It's not going to be like it was in Clark's house where the Christmas tree ignited. Just burns and nothing else burns. No.
Something else is going to go up. Yeah.
Yes. You can expect that if your Christmas tree catches fire that you're going to have a much bigger problem to deal with. So make sure that you're watering that tree every day, especially if you have pets. Pets love to drink out of the tree stand.
They do.
Yes. Which also was why Clark's Christmas tree was so dry, was because Snot was drinking out of it. I believe that was the dog's name.
Snot's, yeah. And the cat chewing on the light cord. We all know what happened to the cat.
Yes, absolutely. How many, you know, I've seen a lot of people starting to put baby gates around their Christmas trees just to keep the pets out of them. Cats love Christmas trees. We used to have cats. And,
oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I don't even want to go back to those days. But, yes, make sure that you're using Christmas lights that are rated for being outside. Inspect everything before you put it up. Put things on a timer so they're not running so long because nobody's out looking at your Christmas lights at 1 or 2 in the morning.
That's true.
And then make sure you're watering that Christmas tree. Just safety all around is a good thing this year.
Staying safe.
Yes.
During the holiday season.
Staying safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Brianna, always great to have you in.
Thank you.
If I don't see you before, Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you too.
To you and the family, the holiday season. I love it. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Brianna Colville, Wilkin County Emergency Services. It's 913 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Outside this little town, thought this